Good day, and welcome to the Sustainable Projects Group Business Update Conference Call. Joining us for today's call is Sustainable Projects Group CEO, Stefan Mühlbauer. Following their remarks, we will open the call to any questions. Before we begin the call, I would like to provide the company's safe harbor statement that includes cautions regarding forward-looking statements made during the call. During this presentation, management may discuss financial projections, information, or expectations about the company's products and services or markets, or otherwise make statements about the future, which are forward-looking and subject to a number of risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from the statements made. The company does not undertake any obligation to update them as required by law. Finally, I would like to remind everyone that this call will be made available for replay via a link in the Investors section of the company's website at www.sbgroup.com. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Sustainable Projects Group CEO, Mr. Stefan Mühlbauer. Sir, please proceed.
Thank you very much for the introduction. Good morning to those of you in the United States, and good evening to those of you in Europe. Thank you all for joining our call today. I hope everyone continues to stay safe and healthy during these unprecedented times. My name is Stefan Mühlbauer, and I'm the CEO of Sustainable Projects Group. It's been exactly 11 months since our last annual update call, so there's a lot of ground to cover. I would like to spend the bulk of today's prepared remarks providing a high-level overview of our business and strategy, especially for those newer to our story. As well, I will share recent updates relating to our ongoing portfolio optimization and cost-cutting measures, and then we'll open the call to your questions. As outlined during our last business update, SPGX has reacted early in 2020 to implement a contingency plan for potential business disruptions due to the ongoing COVID crisis. Unfortunately, the extended timeline of travel restrictions, business closures, and varying degrees of lockdowns across the world have lasted much longer than anticipated and continue to impact the company. We've seen these effects in all aspects of SPGX's business, particularly in regards to fundraising, project acquisition, and regulatory environment for our participations. Consequently, SPGX has reacted and management has enacted a stringent cost-cutting plan. These measures resulted in a cut in fixed costs of more than 75% to assure the continued success of the company. Additionally, a portfolio optimization plan was enacted, which I will discuss more deeply later in the call. First, let me touch briefly on the status of our listing and outstanding filings. We're aware of changes to the SEC listing rules and are currently working with our legal and finance teams to resolve this issue as quickly as possible. Also, we're in communication with the relevant exchange to bring the company in good standing near term. Sustainable Projects Group, or SPGX, is a multinational business development company that pursues investments and partnership with companies across sustainable sectors. Our strategy has been to help sustainable European companies make the jump to the United States. However, we've recently expanded our strategy to include sustainable businesses based in the US. Given the ongoing international travel restrictions and accompanying hesitancy of companies to move into foreign markets, we anticipate that this focus on domestic projects will become a core part of SPGX going forward. Those companies that meet our stringent screening process are ideal candidates to benefit from our business development services. SPGX ecosystem provides companies with a powerful combination of services, including strategic consulting, and a strong network of partners who can take businesses to the next level. Today, our portfolio includes four companies: Cormo USA, Eurobrands, Gator Lotto, and Hero Wellness Systems. We envision adding additional projects to the portfolio that align with our investment thesis of sustainable businesses that can benefit from SPGX's core competencies. As mentioned earlier, SPGX has experienced COVID-related setbacks to a varying degree in every single one of the company's participations, whether it's impacts on increased sourcing costs, changes in consumer behavior, or access to capital. In one way or another, the company has felt the impacts. Consequently, restructuring plans have been enacted to counteract these impacts at our core portfolio holdings. To highlight this ability to pivot, let me use Hero Wellness Systems as an example. When this participation was launched, the company focused on market entry in the hospitality sector, striving to place its products within hotel lounges, wellness centers, and hotel rooms. Just weeks after taking possession of first inventory, the COVID crisis and related lockdowns put a halt to this business. Since then, health restrictions and the near total collapse of hotel investments and leisure products has further deteriorated this market segment. Given stringent health guidelines for the sanitization of shared products within hotels and other public places, we do not anticipate this customer group to recover in the near future. Hero has responded accordingly and has focused on the direct-to-consumer market. Since January 2021, the company has insourced logistics in a new warehouse in Noblesville, Indiana, and has been able to deliver the first several units to retail customers. Obviously, selling direct to a consumer does not offer the economies of scale and superior pricing seen when dealing with institutional customers. Additionally, a large number of Chinese massage chair manufacturers have entered the space, resulting in a significant price pressure. Nevertheless, in a combination of low sourcing costs and a lean operating structure at Hero, we see a healthy margin on each unit sold and are hopeful for the coming quarters as the direct-to-consumer retail strategy is expanded. Next, I would like to highlight our acquisition from last year, Sawyer Dome. When SPGX acquired the production rights to Sawyer Dome, now renamed to Your Dome, the company anticipated a smooth upscaling of production and an improved quality control process. During upscaling tests, several difficulties of producing at scale were discovered. The company has been working with a group of professionals to solve upscaling problems, recipe refinement, and last but not least, product quality control. Also at Yurdo, COVID had severe implications. Planned major toy industry fairs have been postponed or canceled altogether. For example, the company was hoping to use the New York Toy Fair, scheduled to be held in early 2021, as a springboard for company growth. Traditionally, this is the largest toy fair in the United States and a major source for Christmas orders from large retail chains. This expo continues to be delayed by organizers due to ongoing COVID restrictions. Another impact from COVID on this business can be seen in the educational customer segment, including schools and childcare facilities. When SPGX acquired this product in May of 2020, this customer group was considered low-hanging fruit. It all looked like schools would reopen as scheduled in the fall. Yet, as of today, more than 50% of US students are still not back to in-person learning. Along those lines, we have seen an increased focus on regulations pertaining to a COVID-safe production process, many of which are cost prohibitive for smaller manufacturers, particularly for products targeted at children. Consequently, your brand is currently seeking to partner with a larger manufacturer to deal with challenges. This could mean a contract manufacturing agreement or out-licensing of the brand. We expect more clarity on the next steps here in the next coming months. Lastly, I would like to touch on Cormon. As we had outlined during our call last year, SPGX had succeeded in helping the company establish the foundation for its first US-based production site in 2020. This included contacts with key suppliers and customers, government relations, site selection, and business development. However, due to several factors, both COVID and non-COVID related, plans for US production start have been halted for the time being. Here are just three examples that had the most impact on this story. Over the last 12 months, cost for machinery has increased several fold, leading to a ballooning budget for equipment required to realize the plant. Second, the company experienced significant difficulties in knowledge transfer to the US caused by ongoing international travel restrictions. And last, but certainly most significant, Cormo was not able to successfully complete anticipated funding rounds. SPGX is currently working with our venture partner, Cormo AG in Switzerland, on potential next steps for this project. While we feel comfortable that SPGX has been able to restructure its holdings and core operations, the company is dependent upon growth and reaching critical mass. At this time, SPGX continues on its mission to expand its portfolio holdings. In the past, the company has focused on projects in the early startup phase. However, we recognize that to reach critical mass quickly, our renewed focus needs to be on partnerships with more mature companies in order to deleverage the risk profile of SPGX's portfolio. Additionally, a key focus will be on expanding the investor base of the company. While we believe that restructuring measures at our core holdings have ensured longer runways, all of them require significant funding to increase growth. For this purpose, we have begun discussions with several potential partners. In summary, it's been an incredibly difficult past 12 months for the company. I can say with confidence, with a much shrunken cost base, SPGX is weathering the storm. However, we are well aware that significant challenges, particularly access to growth capital, need to be addressed. The company's management is working hard every day to address these issues. Additionally, nearly 14 months into this new COVID world, vaccination efforts appear to be taking hold. We're hopeful that this signifies more of a return to business as usual for all of us. And this concludes our prepared remarks, and we're now ready to take your questions.
We're now opening the call for your questions. If you're using the Zoom system, please use the raise hand function to be added to the queue, or if dialing in by phone, please dial star 9. We appreciate your time this afternoon and appreciate your support as we execute our vision. We look forward to speaking with you soon. Take care and stay safe.
Also from my side, there seems to be no questions. Thank you very much, and we're looking forward to updating you in the near future.